Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian.
That's true.
It is true.
You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 15 AM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. That's on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. And Brian, I want to give a quick shout out to all of the listeners that came out to Hawk's Bar and Grill 100%. Yesterday night.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was a great time on State Street. Hawk always knows how to throw a party at Hawk's. And it was a great time. I really appreciate all of the listeners that came out to the event. There will be more events coming up on the schedule as well, so you want to stay tuned.
I want to spend more time with everybody. I feel like I was like, hey, how you doing? All right, that's great. I got to go. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Got to go.
Yeah, it was a great Devil's Advocate show, but it does go quick, you know. There's only so many people that we can say hi to in such a short period of time.
I know, but I want to say hi to all of them. It's just there were times. So the bar I used to work at in Chicago, real small place, basically. I think a train car, basically. A bar is on one length of it, and then there's, like, you know, an opening area in the front where you have a couple tables, and then there's a rail down the, you know, bar rail, but then on the left there's, like, two tops, you know, down that way. But there's basically room for one person to walk through, maybe two side by side. It's a smaller place, and there's room in the back as well. But my point is when I came back, you know, when I moved to L.A. after 4 years of working there nonstop, and when I would come back, it would take me good 2 hours to get to the back of the bar. No matter what was going on. Also because I'm physically just hard to get through.
Hard but to
also,
maneuver.
You know, I'd turn around and then the next person, hey, how you doing? Oh my goodness, yeah. I was hoping you would overhear the story I just told that person, but I'll tell you again.
There you go. Anyway. But it was a great time down at Hawk's Bar and Grill on State Street. Looking forward to the next live show as well, so stay tuned. When we have the details for those, we will share them to the listening audience. But Brian, I alluded to Republicans in disarray as we were wrapping up the last segment.
A touch.
And I don't know if it's just because it's not alliteration, so, you know, the headlines just don't come out that way, like Democrats in disarray. But the Republican Party of Wisconsin right now is in shambles, in my opinion. I don't understand how it isn't talked about more, because there's, like, mutinies going on. The Assembly Speaker is being primaried from the right. The former President of the United States, Republican President of the United States, is backing said primary opponent, a race that most experts that were watching, Rebecca Clayfish was running a shadow campaign for 3.5 years and presumed to be the nominee for the Republicans to go up against Tony Evers since she lost with Scott Walker on the ballot in 2018. Like, it's just been presumed that way. And there is just chaos going on in that election. And now we're finding out, Brian, that some really out there activists, they want to call themselves activists, and I don't understand why we're calling them that, I guess. They should just be referred to as criminals. Because
they're active, and they're ists.
Yeah, and they're actively committing crimes.
Yeah.
So,
That's what they're actively doing. It's a medical assist.
And admitting to it to the local authorities that then say, well, I'm not going to actually arrest you for you confessing those crimes to me right now. And so that leads us to one Racine County Sheriff. Schmalling.
We talked about Schmalling yesterday.
Schmalling. But now we're finding out a little bit more about him, Brian. And you wanted to share this story, so I'll let you take it away from here.
Well, I mean, I guess that it turns out that, you know, I know it's hard to believe. Please take a seat. It's hard to, try and figure this out or believe in it. But Christopher Schmalling, and here's the headline of the Journal Sentinel, sit down, a figure in Wisconsin election controversies, is active in a sheriff's group compared to the Oath Keepers.
Wow.
Great time.
Great day.
You know, when I say, like we just came up with, Civic Media, and we put this conglomerate together, you know, we're part of this type of thing. We're coming up with names for it and things like that. If you're in an organization, do you ever want to be like, I want to be like the Oath Keepers? You know, how do you want to be? Like, how do you want us to be, like, looked at? You know, just consider us the Oath Keepers, you know, Wisconsin. You know, like that. Like what? Like the sheriff's group that's like the Oath Keepers. Yeah, that's what we are. Like, who? What?
This is.
It's called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That sure sounds like some dangly, dangly, dang. Let's go shoot up in the air because we're Wyatt Earp.
No,
type
it's,
of thing.
It's really the law and order, and but only the law that we want to follow, and only the order that we can force. That's what it should be.
That's good. Oh, yeah, it's Roadhouse Justice. Good, 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 good.
Yes, yes. And so this is a very interesting piece written by Corinne Hess over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I just don't understand how a few years back, domestic terrorism got classified as a top priority by the FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation was like, domestic terrorists are one of the number one risks to Americans.
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand how we don't talk more about organizations like this that are trying to, I'm not saying that they're actively plotting domestic terrorism, but there is these groups like the fringe Oath Keepers, the 3%ers, all of those groups, those are domestic terrorists. And
yes.
So if your group is based off of what those groups are, I'm sorry, but you're getting way too close
say we're the nicer Nazis.
No.
Like, there's no, like,
that
hey,
that doesn't
we're
exist.
Like the Nazis, but, like, nicerer.
Yeah, like, you can't do the light beer version of a hate group. Like, it,
well, all right, so we want to talk about hate groups. Let's go to the experts, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're really, really good at knowing who the hate groups are. In fact, anytime you talk about hate groups, guess what the primary reference to all of that is? Southern Poverty Law Center. So let's talk to, let's see what Rachel Goldwasser said with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Here's a quote. They're not only throwing away the rule of law, they're deciding that they are the arbiter of the law, which is the Supreme Court's job, and that is very disturbing. And they're getting linked up to a network of people on the fringes as well. This is great.
This is great. This is what the Racine County Sheriff, who came out and endorsed the former president in 2020, he endorsed Donald Trump at the time, but he also refused to enforce mask mandates when they were the law of the land. They were still being litigated in the courts, and so there was a legal process for people that did not like a mask mandate to go and try to remedy that. And it went through the courts, and ultimately they found that local health authorities could do it, but the state couldn't without an act from the legislature. And the Wisconsin Republican-led legislature wasn't going to do that. They weren't going to assist in the midst of the worst pandemic that we had seen in 100 years. So we didn't get a statewide mask mandate, but we found out that county health officials can do orders like that. And still, the Racine County Sheriff just said, I don't support that. That's an overreaching aspect, and I'm just not going to enforce the mask mandate. And now that we see that there's an elaborate scheme for an individual, and I would assume a group of individuals, because absentee ballots that he claims he didn't request, Harry Waite, are now showing up at his door. So there's got to be some kind of cabal or group of these
individuals.
Somebody
might be lying here.
Yeah, maybe the criminals that were committing the crimes were lying.
All right, I got a thought and a quote here. So
let's hear them.
All right, so here's the quote here first. The Constitutional Sheriffs were founded in 2011 by former Graham County, Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack. Good old Graham County, Arizona. The organization is similar to the Oath Keepers, which encourages members to refuse to enforce laws they believe are unconstitutional. This is the kind of person you want in your sheriff?
Judge, jury, and executioner. Like I said, that's what they want to be.
Mack is a board member of the Oath Keepers also. He does have dual membership. In bold letters on the Constitutional Sheriff's website, the mission statement reads, quote, "The vertical separation of powers in the Constitution makes it clear that the power of the sheriff even supersedes the powers of the president."
Oh, so these people are insane. Okay, I guess it's good to know that that they're all going to be able to use an insanity plea when they commit violence or acts of whatever, and they get arrested for it.
This brings me to my thought. So this guy, this is what he believes as sheriff. Congratulations for those who elected him. Way to go, Law and Order. But let's say that there's a referendum on the Wisconsin ballot. You know, should we codify Roe v. Wade? And they give it to it. It'll never get there. But let's just pretend like we pulled a Kansas, and everybody in Wisconsin said, you know what? 60% or more, like, we won by 18 points. It's going to happen. We're going to codify Roe v. Wade. It will never actually happen because the Wisconsin legislature is run by the Republican Party, who have refused to do anything, especially that's things that are related to, you know, the will of the people of Wisconsin, the overwhelming will of the people of Wisconsin, no matter how much it gets demonstrated, right? But they will do nothing about it. My point is that if you want to have anything done, if you want to have sanity, if you'd like to have a sheriff, let's say that, I don't know, believes in enforcing the law, and not as they interpret it, but as it is, because we do have a separation of powers because of that, because we don't want people walking around being judge, jury, and executioner, right?
Just imagine that they have the ability, they claim that they interpret the Constitution so much better than you, Brian, that they're like, oh, the sheriff is actually the top of this. They want to be the ones to enforce and interpret the laws, but they can't even interpret the Constitution to understand that sheriffs are not higher than the president.
I'll say this. I'm not even sure that wackadoo Sheriff David A. Clark would get behind this. I'm not sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to put it past that guy. The guy had someone tailed for looking at him funny for wearing a Cowboys jersey.
He did like an event though back in a few years, within the last year or two, in Wauwatosa, and he had either Oath Keepers or 3%ers with him.
Oh yeah, like that's
so. I would argue that this is probably very similar views. Did they, spouted by?
So I wonder
Sheriff
when
David,
like,
David A. Clark,
when Sheriff David A. Clark was coming. I'm just going to insert Blazing Saddles reference there. Let's go to Dick from Madison.
Dick, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, guys. God, I'm sorry I missed yesterday. Sounded like a great time.
It was. It's always fun, Dick. You get to actually see people and talk to them for more than like 30 seconds.
Well, I've made most of them. But to Michaels, could it be, guys, maybe he didn't even get Trump's endorsement? Because here's a guy. He claims he got the endorsement of the National Rifle Association, and then the next day he had to walk that back. he's pretty amazing when you.
I can tell you that Trump wouldn't know the difference.
No, but that's what I'm saying. And you know, I have a problem with a guy like him or Oz out there in Pennsylvania. You don't even live in the damn state, and you're going to run for governor. And in this clown out there's case. You know, he's running for U.S. Senate, and he doesn't live in the state.
Yeah, so, why not?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Dick, I think that speaks more to the Republican movement, that they have they have to recruit candidates from out of state
in states
like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's what I said yesterday, they're always going for the outsider. At what point do you go and say, the reason I'm going for the outsider is because our party sucks?
Yeah. Well, all they've got is just vote us in and then we'll tell you what we're going to do.
Yeah. Well, Tim Michaels did, he did put out a bullet point, thing of what he wanted to do. And half of it was from Governor Evers. Half of it was just Republican talking points. And one of it was really weird.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Trump's health care plan and, you know, that infrastructure week that was supposed to come back and anytime between 2017 and 2021. So there's always that is.
Oh, yeah,
the
they repealed Obamacare, too.
They tried.
They totally did it.
They had
a kegger. And then it didn't happen. And
there was one thumbs down from a senator from Arizona, John McCain. Not the dancing skirt one with her thumbs down with Kristen Sinema. That's a different Arizona senator.
Oh, that's great.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian.
By the time I get to Arizona. Anyway.
Arizona, I think, is Rusty Bowers, the speaker of the Arizona Assembly that testified before the January 6th committee, lost yesterday, Brian.
Oh, great.
Do you think that's got Voss shaking in his boots if he's got a primary challenger that is endorsed by the former president?
When I can tell you that Voss is wearing boots, more than likely, either way, it's got some heels on it.
We got one more segment left in the day.
Diminutive.
I don't even know how to respond to that, Brian. One more segment left of the day. 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
I am judge, jury, and executioner.